Simone Biles' decision to withdraw from this week's Olympic competition shocked fans worldwide. She acknowledged that her emotional state was shaky and that being the star of the Olympics was no easy thing. Biles became the most recent athlete to train the spotlight on the mental health of competitors.
In sports, we usually focus on what's happening on the gym floor, the field, or the court, what athletes are doing. Today, we're launching a series that focuses on what athletes are thinking during and after clutch moments in their performance. We're calling the series Almost a Dub, conversations with athletes about moments of victory, defeat, and perseverance that went on to shape their lives.
That moment for Darius Washington Jr. came 16 years ago. He was in college and one of the top five freshman basketball players in the country.
Darius Washington Jr. He's got 10 points.
It was the championship game that would get his team, the University of Memphis Tigers, to the NCAA tournament, the so-called Big Dance. The Tigers were trailing 75-73.
Two-point game. Washington.
Well, he got hit.
In the last second of the game, Washington is fouled and steps up to the line to take his free throws. Washington's dad, Darius Washington Sr., who was a good basketball player himself, had groomed his son for this moment.
I grasped the concept of it's all about winning. And that's what I instilled in him. Nobody remembers second place. No one.
It wasn't a day that we didn't go by that we didn't do something with the basketball. You know, we were in the gym, you know, from sunup to sundown pretty much. And we just pounded it, pounded it, pounded it until it came second nature.
We were at a tournament, and they came in second place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and on the way home, he had the trophy. Remember this?
Yeah.
He had the trophy in the car.
Yeah, I was happy. Yeah.
So he was happy about that second place trophy.
Yeah, I
and I was like, you can get in the car, but well, that second place trophy ain't getting in this car.
Yeah.
So, so he held it out the window while I was driving. Now, he's in the car. The trophy is out the car. And when I tell you I was trying to hit all the bumps and everything, you know, so he can drop that trophy because we weren't going back to get it. From that point, he knew that second place was just something that we just was not going to tolerate.
Man, second place was not something we were going to tolerate. The dad lesson that was drilled into Darius Jr.'s head. And that lesson was on his mind as he stepped up to the line to make those free throws on March 12th, 2005.
If he hits three in a row, Memphis goes to the NCAA championship.
I was nervous on the first free throw, but you see that one went in.
Two to go.
Boy, does that take the pressure off right now? He's got to go.
The toughest one was the first one for sure. When that one went in, like you couldn't tell me I wasn't going to make the next two. And when I missed the second one.
Vern, I would be hard pressed to tell you right now that if you'll see a more pressurized situation this year in this tournament as we're watching right here.
I was like, all right, I'm definitely going to knock this one down.
Right here. Tournament's on the line.
It fell short.
When the third ball bounces off the rim, Darius Jr. sinks to his knees, pulls his jersey over his head, and just lays down.
We were actually behind him. So when he went down and I seen it, I knew from that point, and I had told my wife, I was like, I got to get down there because they ain't going to get him off that court. So I try to get down. Security's trying to stop me. Then somebody was like, that's his dad. The coaches was out there. I mean, they were trying to get him off, but he wasn't going nowhere because I know my son. So I get out there and bend down. And I was like, listen, we're going to walk out of here. We're going to walk out with our heads high. And we'll discuss all this in the locker room. So we went in the locker room. Basically, you know, he let it all out then. You know, he was frustrated and he was throwing stuff. And, you know, I was allowing him to do, you know, just get it all out. You know, and he was like, this not supposed to happen to me, nah, da, 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 da. And I was like, well, we in this together, because my name is Darius Washington, too. So I got to walk this path, too, for the rest of our lives. We can't rewind it back. We can't do anything. We're going to hold our heads up high, and we're going to make it work. So, you know, at this point, we just got to get out of here, get back to, you know, to the hotel, and we'll talk about it some more. for the first hour, you know, we was talking, me, him, my mom, his grandma was there, everybody was there. So we were talking about it. Then he went and laid down. So I was sitting looking at SportsCenter. They were showing it. I'm looking at every channel I turn. I'm like, oh. So then I started to think. I'm like, now, how can I, because this is definitely not a good moment in the Washington household. So how do I, you know, get this going so he can understand it's not the end of the world? He woke up and we discussed a little bit more about it. I showed him where he went wrong at. I showed him, hey, this is where you lost focus. When you hit that first one, you looked over to the bench, you doing your little thing, pointing, and he saw that and he accepted it. So about 5 o'clock, I told him to get dressed. And he was like, where we going? Because I had already thought about this before. And there's no need to run and hide because it's going to come and get you anyway. So I was like, come on, man. We're going down on Beale Street. And he was like, we're going to Beale Street. I was like, yeah. I don't want to go to Beale Street. I said, no, we're going to Beale Street. So actually, that was the best move that could have ever happened. Because when we got down there, I mean, people were just like mobbing. They was like coming from all over, just mobbing, just, you know, giving him, you know, five and telling him it's all right. You know, we love you, you know, for you to do what you did, to bring them back, to show the passion, to lay out on that court, that showed that you left it all out there. And so from that point, it was real good, you know.
I think if that would happen in today's era, you would have to get off social media because they're going to kill you for sure. Like, you know, with me falling and, you know, all these graphics, all these graphics and stuff they have is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So I think for the first week, you would have to definitely get off social media and let it calm down. You have to get your mental together. You have to get your mental together, get off social media, but you have to deal with it on your terms.
Darius Washington Jr. had a short stint in the NBA with the San Antonio Spurs. He continues to play professionally overseas.